The United States will not seek the death penalty for at least three terrorism suspects. The two Britons and one Australian are being held as enemy combatants at the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The U.S. suspended legal proceedings last week against the detainees, while senior justice officials from all three countries discussed their cases. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The three detainees, Firouz Abbasi in Mozambique from Britain and Australian David Hicks, have been held for more than a year at Guantanamo. During that time, their families and supporters have tried unsuccessfully to make contact with them or discover why they're being held. But then the three appeared on a list of six people whom Washington is planning to try in front of a military commission, which can carry the death penalty. Immediately, protests fired up in England and Australia, demanding the governments there do something. Chris Ellison, the Australian Justice Minister, headed a delegation that met this week with American legal officials. He says he got a positive result for the Australian detainee.
The United States government has assured Australia that in the matter of David Hicks, the prosecution does not intend to seek the death penalty.
The British delegation was given similar assurances about its two citizens, Abbasi and Begg. They also received other concessions, including guarantees that conversations between the accused and their lawyers would not be monitored by the U.S. government, and that the British and Australian lawyers could act as consultants to the American defense team. Louise Christian, a lawyer for Abbasi, says the concessions given to the British delegation fall short of guaranteeing the detainees will get a fair trial.
We are very, very disappointed because we thought the Attorney General was going to the States in order to secure the repatriation of the British citizens back to this country and not to be negotiating the ins and outs of what is fundamentally an unfair trial in front of a military court that's not independent of the U.S. government.
But the three detainees have got further than others. There are about 660 people from 40 countries being held at Guantanamo. Eugene Fidel, the president of the National Institute of Military Justice, says allowing the British and Australian detainees to escape the death penalty could lead to charges of favoritism. And, says Fidel, it could undermine the perception of uniformity in dispensing justice.
It does, I think, on a certain level, detract from public confidence in the administration of justice if you have separate sets of rules effectively being applied to the prosecution of people from one country and the prosecution of people from another country.
But many legal analysts say the first group of detainees to be tried are low-level terror suspects, people who maybe went to an Al-Qaeda training camp but were never part of a terror network. Major John Smith, a Department of Defense spokesman, says military prosecutors assess all enemy combatants on a case-by-case basis.
And in the case of the three individuals, the prosecutor took a look at the evidence in those three cases and decided that if any of those three were charged, that he would not be seeking the death penalty in those specific cases based on that specific evidence.
Smith says that seven other Britons and another Australian being held at Guantanamo were not given the same guarantees as their countrymen. Smith wouldn't be drawn on whether other governments are talking to U.S. officials about their nationals still being detained. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.